So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discusses the brisa of Toya. Isha shiyatza malaya uva rikanas v'yivil lefaneinu shleisha shavuin tahirin v'asara shavuiz echad tamei ve'echad tahar m'shameshes la'or shleisha mechamesh. A woman that went away while pregnant and later returned and she was no longer pregnant and she does not know when she gave birth. And upon her return, she counted 3 weeks of no dam and another 10 weeks with an alternate pattern of 1 week with dam and 1 week without dam. She is permitted to cohabit only on the last evening of the 35th day, the last day of week 5. And there's a three-way machlekes in the amount of required tefillas. The Bisham may hold, U'matbil na'isa tishim b'chamish tefillas. The woman requires a total of 95 tefillas. The Bishil holds, Shleishim b'chamish, she requires only 35 tefillas. Or Bishbihuda holds, Da'i l'tefillah sh'tehei b'achreina. She requires only one tefillah at the end, before the last day of week 5. The Gemara elaborates on the number of tefillas. 1 to 7. Both Bishami and Bishil agree that Shavua Kama Matbil Naisa Bilal Vasa, Imer Yilad Zachari. In week 1, she requires a tefillah each night because of the possibility that 7 days before she gave birth to a Zachar, whose Yimei Tumah is for 7 days, and they both hold tefillah Bizman and Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do the tefillah in its designated time. 8 to 21. Shavua Sheni Matbil Naisa Bilal Vasa, Imer Yilad Nekevahi. In week 2, she requires a tefillah each night because of the possibility that 14 days before she gave birth to a nekeva, whose yimei tumah is for 14 days. And b'mama, imi yuled zachar b'zayfi. She also requires a tefillah each day of week 2 because of the possibility that 14 days before she gave birth to a zachar and she was also a zava at the time of the birth. Therefore, she requires 7 days of yimei tumah plus an additional shivanikim, 7 clean days, and each day of week 2 is possibly the end of the shivanikim. 22 to 28. Shavua Shlishi, Matbin La B'Yamama, Emi Yaledis Nekeva B'Zayfi. During week 3, she requires a tefillah each day because of the possibility that 21 days before she gave birth to a Nekeva and she was also a Zav at the time of the birth. Therefore, she requires 14 days of Yimei Tumah plus an additional Shiv Nekiyim, and each day of week 3 is possibly the end of the Shiv Nekiyim. The above 28 tefillahs are according to both Bishami and Ubisil. However, they disagree regarding the remaining tefillahs. 29 to 94. The Bishami hold, Shitin Bishita. She requires another 66 tefillahs. Each night from week 3 through week 8.5, because they hold, Tfula Siyim Arach by tefillah. When a woman finishes her Yimei Tara, a tefillah is required. And then each night there is a possibility that she finished the Yimei Tara of an Akeva, which lasts for 66 days. 95. And she requires another tefillah at night because the price is a case that she returned during Ben Ashmashes, which is questionably day or night. Therefore, there's a possibility that her Yimei Tara ended a day later. While the Bishil hold, when the woman finishes the Yimei Tara, a tefillah is not required. But even so, 29 to 35. In week 5, she requires a tefillah each night because we consider the possibility that the Yimei Tahara had already ended and she became a nida sometime during week 4, which requires a tefillah after 7 days, which end in week 5. And both Bishami and Bishil hold we do not count the tefillahs during the day for the possible Yimei Ziva from week 6 and on because B'lei Dekamari B'Ziva Lekamari. They only count the tefillah for Leda or Yeledis B'Zayv, but not for Ziva without Leda. While Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, Da'i L'Tviyah B'Achreina, she requires only one tefillah on the last day of week 5 when she becomes permitted for Tashmesh because he holds Layamrin and tefillah Bezman and Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do the tefillah in its designated time. Zok the Mishnah, Hamapelis L'Yemem Ein Cheshesh L'Vlad. If a woman miscarried 40 days after conception, she does not become Tamei Tamis Leida because there's no concern for a Vlad because as Rashi explains, Shlei Nigma Yitzirase Ad Sheikh L'Kom Em Yoyim. A Vlad is not completely formed until after 40 days. However, L'Yemem Alev Teshev L'Zachol N'Kevu L'Nida. She miscarried 41 days from conception, she is subject to three stringencies. She has the longer Yimei Tumah of a Nekeva, she has no Yimei Tara like a Nida, and she's subject to the shorter Yimei Tara of a Zachar, which is relevant only to complicate the resumption of her count of Yimei Nida Viziva. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and says, Yoimim Aleph Teshev Lezachar Ul Nida. She miscarried 41 days from conception, she's subject to only two stringencies. She has Yimei Tumah of a Zachar, and she has no Yimei Tara like a Nida, but she does not have the long Yimei Tumah of a Nekeva. And only if Yoim Pei Aleph, Teshev Lezachul and Nekevu Lenida. If she miscarried 81 days from conception, only then is she subject to three stringencies, because he holds Shazachar Nigmar Lememalef, Vanekevu Lepeyalef. A male Vlad is formed after 40 days, while a female Vlad is formed only after 80 days. While the Chacham hold Echad Briya Zachar, Echad Briya Sanekevu, Zevezememalef. Both the male and female are formed after 40 days. The Gemara cites two sources for Bishmol's opinion of Vanekevu Lepeyalef. There's a Mamatzinu, a comparison from Zachar to Nekevu. Timei v'tir b'zachar, v'timei v'tir b'nekeva. both the births of a zachar and the kev are similar, in that there is first you made tumah and then you made tahara. Therefore, ma keshatim ibetir bezachar yitzirasa ki yetzabai, af keshatim ibetir ben the kev yitzirasa ki yetzabai. Just like regarding a zachar, the yitzira takes 40 days, as is the duration of a zimei tumah v'tahara, so regarding a nekeva, the yitzira takes 80 days, as is the duration of a zimei tumah v'tahara. We do not derive the time of Yitzira from the time of Yimei Tumah V'Tahara. Or Rabbi Shmuel holds when the Kevah pay Aleph, because the Pasuk states V'im the Kevah Telit. The word Telit is superfluous, as the Pasuk already states V'yoldo Zachar. Therefore, teaches Chaysav La'akasav Leid Da'acheres B'in the Kevah. For in the Kevah, there is a double duration of Yitzira. While the Chacham holds Telit is needed for the drushes discussed in Daf Mem. The Gemara proceeds with an agadic discussion in the Braisa regarding Uber B'mei Imoy. Darsh Reb Simloi. An uber in the mother's womb is similar to a folded ledger in that all its limbs are folded against its body. Its mouth is sealed and its navel open, and it eats and drinks from the mother's consumption. But the uber does not release feces into the womb because this would endanger its mother. When the vlad is born, the mouth is immediately open and the navel sealed, because otherwise the vlad would not survive. The Braisa continues, while the uber is b'mei imoy, there is a candle lit above its head, and the uber can see from one end of the world to the other. And these are the best days of a person's lifetime, because malam de noisa kol ha-Torah kula. The Uber is taught the whole Torah. However, when the Vlad is born, a Malach hits his mouth and the Vlad forgets the whole Torah. Before the Uber leaves the womb, it is compelled to make the following oath. Tehi tzadik v'al tehi rasha. You should be righteous, not wicked. Even if all others consider you a tzaddik, you should consider yourself imperfect. You must know that Hashem is pure, His malachim are pure, and He gave you an neshama that is pure. Therefore, if you continue to maintain the neshama's purity, all will be good, but if not, Hashem will take back His neshama. This discussion continues in the next daf.